This is CliffCentral.com.
He was gone, but only for a few hours. And now, he is back.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum. Oh.
Get ready for a brand new episode.
Are you ready?
The O'Neill Africa Experience. Let's go.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy the O'Neill Africa Experience.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the O'Neill Africa Experience.
But we got no choice but to turn this beat sideways. I can't believe that it's Freaky Friday.
This is CliffCentral.com.
All right, I think easily one of the biggest songs out at the moment. But it's not all that new, but it is one of the biggest songs from one of Africa's biggest exports. His name is Davido. Before this one, we played something from Techno, another huge producer.
Oh, yeah.
And a huge talent, a song called Rara.
Oh, yeah. Massive song. That song works in the club. I once had a set in Nairobi, like impromptu,
yeah.
And I had a dude whispering titles of songs. He's like, yo, Rara, Rara, Rara.
Yeah,
so I'm like, I look for it, I smash it. Yo, that thing goes down.
No, it's got like the percussion on that is
insane. Oh, yeah.
Insane.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of percussion, the band is here as well. They're standing by. The whole team is back together. Listen, this is what's happening today. We have been on a break. A much deserved break.
Oh, yeah.
We had been pregnant for a while. We went and gave birth. Now we are back.
It feels so good to be back.
Yes, it
does. It feels so good to be back.
It does. I took time to listen to podcast shows out there to try and see what was happening out there, like in our landscape. And it doesn't seem like there's much going on. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I've got such a big feeling of expectation. This feels like a new experience for myself on the show. There's so much that's going to go down in the future.
Listen, here's what's happening on the show today. One of my favorite people in the world, MXO, super talented. And I think what's even more exciting is that at the moment he's been working on a new project. I've had the opportunity to listen to some of the music from there. Listen, I think we're in for a treat. So yeah. So that's coming up on the show. Something else that's happening on the show, the multi-talented Londi London joins us, a true superstar. She's here in time. This is where we are in life now. We actually praise people for being on time.
Oh, yeah.
And that was the first. You won me over. Like, that's performance enough, the fact that you're here on time. So we appreciate you. We're going to be talking to both our guests in just a little bit. And the band, we're also going to test out the sound just now with the band. Sadly, Palisa is no longer with us.
Oh, yeah.
She is alive, but she's not here.
Yes. Yes, she's still in this realm.
So we do have a new producer. We'll tell you all about our new producer on the flip side of this.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the O'Neill Africa Experience.
But we got no choice but to turn this beat sideways. I can't believe that it's Freaky Friday.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the O'Neill Africa Experience. This is CliffCentral.com.
It's the talented Londi London. The song is called Here He Where He Goes. That's He Goes, right?
Yes, guys.
Hold on, let me just sort these mics out. Yep, as mentioned before, we do have Londi London in studio. We just played you a single from her. It's called He Goes. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. It's Friday. I'm excited. The energy in this room is amazing.
Yes, yes. Have you ever done anything like this?
Like live like this on radio?
Yeah.
No.
Is it intimidating in any way?
No, it's fun.
That's great.
Nice.
It so far.
We love that.
Yeah.
We love that. Listen, now and then we bring in people who find it very intimidating. So we always have to find out if people are comfortable with this type of setup.
Okay.
But we're grateful that you're here nonetheless.
Thank you for having me.
Before we even go into, we zoom into you as a person, let's talk about your sound.
Yes.
There's a distinctive sound that I'm picking up when I'm listening to He Goes. Talk to me about it.
I'm actually a soul and swing jazz singer.
Yeah.
But I do house because vele ngumuntu wasethekwini, and I like to make people dance. So I like to fuse the two together.
It's such a beautiful fusion.
It is. And it's also a brave move.
Oh, yeah.
Talk to me about how you arrived at the idea of pursuing it.
I've been wanting to sing. I used to enter competitions and do the most, and then at some point I actually gave up because it was hard to break in, especially as a female. And then Ambitious thankfully contacted me for a music video, and I hustled my way in. I was like, guys, actually I can hold a note, you know? They're like, nah, you one of those Instagram baddies.
Yeah.
You can't sing. And I sent them my stuff, and then they listened to my stuff, and then they called me back for a meeting again for the video, and they were like, no, actually we're willing to sign you as our artist. So yeah,
that must be frustrating for you, having to prove yourself, to go above and beyond to prove yourself to people that, look, I mean, if you have to tell people that I can actually hold a note,
yeah,
that says a lot about people's perception of you.
Yes.
Tell me, has it been easy for you?
No, it's been hard because people don't take me seriously. The tweets were terrible when Ambitious announced that I'm signed as their artist. And they were like, what is she going to do? Is she going to sing? Is she going to rap? Is she going to model for other people singing? Or is she... So it was a bit confusing for people because some of them didn't even know that I could sing. So I feel like time and time again, I need to go out there, sing live, perform so that people can actually hear that Londi London is an artist.
Why do you think that was the case? That like you had such a hard time?
Ah, man, it's the whole Instagram thing. I'm an artist. I express myself in different ways.
Okay.
So when I started my Instagram account, I initially started it to post videos of myself singing and doing crazy stuff. And then people were more gravitated to the images,
yeah,
the provocative images that I was posting.
Your body. Were you posting provocative images?
I was just posting pictures. It could be a picture of me in jeans or whatever, and people are like, yo. So I was like, okay, let me carry on posting this, and so that I can, you know, get people's attention.
Yeah.
Like build a fan base of some sort. So that's what I did. And then now and then I'd post videos of myself singing. Yeah, people were picking up, but they're like, yeah, but we like the pictures more. So
you're kidding me. So you actually post pictures of your, or rather images of yourself performing.
Yeah.
Which is what you love to do. And
yes,
people dismiss that and they say, no.
Is it, no, when are you supposed to do this? No, don't go there. So I actually did a song with a Ghanaian artist in 2014.
Yeah.
I was still trying there, and that worked out fine. But still, it was hard to like communicate with other musicians and for them to take me seriously as an artist. So I had to push.
That is, look, I know we make a light of the situation by laughing, but it's actually tragic that women cannot express themselves artistically without being objectified.
Yeah, yeah.
It seems, you know, the advent of social media, particularly Instagram,
yeah,
all it has done is just illuminated the problem. It just seems to be making the problem worse.
That's for sure. I mean, I think the great thing about Londi is that, from what I perceive from your music, is that it gives you a chance to actually dig in deeper and prove yourself that you're an artist, right?
Yeah, true.
Right. So, the single we played,
yes.
He Goes, is it coming from a specific project? Or was it just the single?
It was just the single, okay. But I will be dropping a project and Dingy Demand from Ubuntu.
Okay.
But yeah, no, I am working on a project. He Goes was a song about a mess of a man that was in my life at that time and he needed to go.
Okay.
So yeah, I made a song about that. And yeah, my music is about real life situations that are happening in my life. So, because the next single, You Were Mine, it's like I'm relapsing now and I'm missing this boyfriend of mine that I dumped in the other song. So like, when you listen to my music, when you actually pay attention to the lyrics, I'm actually like talking about
in an ideal world, in an ideal world where you didn't have to deal with the backlash that you get, what would you want to see? What do you hope to see as Londi London, as an artist, as a performer?
Okay, for this year, by the end of this year, I'm hoping to achieve that title as Londi London the musician.
Yeah.
Just to be known as Londi London the artist and not to be asked questions like, so coming from the Instagram background, you know, I just want to be known as Londi London the soul singer, Londi London the musician, Londi London the artist, the girl that can sing and she's hot.
All right, so let's take one of your songs. This is You Were Mine. And this time around, you are reminiscing on this guy that you lost.
Yeah.
Okay. When we come back, we're going to get into our first live performance of the day. Stand by.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Man, beautiful stuff. Londi London. So this is what we're going to do. The band is going to merge into the song, and then we'll do an acoustic version of the song. She had no idea that was coming, by the way. So we'll gradually bring down the song, and then we'll remain with the band playing in the background.
Sometimes I wake up and cry at night. Sometimes I wake up hoping you're there. Sometimes I still think you'd walk through the door. I just can't find a reason to let go. Cause you are mine, love of my life. I need you, why do I feel like I'm losing my mind? You are mine, love of my life. I need you, why do I feel like I'm losing my mind? The feelings melted like snow on fire. All I wanted him to do was admire. But all along you were just being a liar. Now love is lost forever. You're mine, you're mine. Hey, mine. You're mine, you're mine. Cause you are mine.
Love that fusion, man. That is so beautiful. It's I think it's amazing, and I think it's such a genius thing to have such a brilliant fusion of soul and dance.
And for those that doubt that she can sing, she was actually doing that live.
For real.
Like on the spot. She didn't even know we were going to be doing this live stuff. You're truly remarkable. You're amazing.
Thank you. Thank you.
I think it's tragic that people would undersell you when you're this talented. But how did that make you feel?
Ah, man, it made me feel excited. Like I can start over, you know, write a book. You know, tell people my story.
Yeah, it's,
hey, I was one of those people that people doubted. And hey, look at me. You can do it too.
But being signed, does it make a difference for you?
It does. It puts some respect on my name. Because if I had to come out alone and be like, hey, guys, I can sing, which is what I tried for years and it didn't work. So as soon as I came out as a signed artist, people started respecting me and wanting to listen to what I have to say.
How does your family feel about this path that you've chosen?
They're worried a bit. They're not sure if it's safe in this industry, but they're excited because they know I've always wanted to be in the limelight somewhere doing something.
If you weren't doing this, what would you be doing?
Modeling on Instagram, joking. I'd be a jewelry designer.
You're eating the most. We're just going to go ahead and feed
you. No.
Would you like us to talk about your Instagram?
No, okay, I'd be cool. A jewelry designer. Because I did jewelry design, yeah. I actually can sketch.
Okay.
Yeah, with fine point pen. Not pencil, I don't rub, I just sketch.
Nice.
I can just draw you now. I can design now. That's who I am.
So you're a creative person. You're a creative individual by nature.
Yeah.
All right, we still have Londi London in studio. MXO is standing by. In fact, we are going to be chatting with MXO in fact, on the other side of this. And Londi London is staying. We still have a challenge for her.
Yes.
Yeah, there's some more performances coming through. This is a brand new one. It's incomplete, but where MXO was courteous enough to allow us to preview this song.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Wow.
Guys.
Wow.
Listen. Listen to me. You know, now and then a song comes along, huh?
Yeah.
And everything just comes to a standstill.
Wow.
This is one of those songs.
Definitely.
You know, he sent me this song a while ago.
Yeah.
And I was listening to it on the phone, on my phone.
Yeah.
I knew it was special, but damn.
You missed that entire bass line. Oh my God.
Jeez.
Who is in production on that?
Yo, this is Mesho, man. Mesho and Jera on this. And,
my goodness.
It was a collaboration, collaborative effort with Jera, Mesho, and, you know, and Konki, DJ Konki.
Wow.
So, see, Tanganen.
Wow.
Look, it takes a special talent to be able to identify other talents.
Yeah.
Only MXO can pull off Jera on a song.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What up today?
Ah, man. Listen, yes, thank you very much for joining us. Look, I know the album is not ready yet.
Yes, sir.
And talk to me about this sound that I'm hearing right now. What's happening here?
Hey, man, with this one, we just wanted to, you know, explore different kind of sounds and work with different producers. Jera has been my, you know, we've been collaborating with him from back in the days with the 340 Mill days.
Yes.
You know, Jera used to play for 340 Mill and to be in the volume back in the days.
Wow,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so this week we come from that far. So
wow.
we got a couple of singles together and, you know, and other amazing upcoming producers that I've, you know, I've worked with. I worked with MPH.
Yeah.
We got a couple of songs. Actually, we should unearth those songs.
We should definitely. I still got the files.
You still got the files?
Yeah.
One love. Yeah, man. So, yeah, this project is called Conscious Reflections.
Yeah.
Basically, reflecting on my times and spaces I've been.
Yeah.
And, you know, my career, my musical journey.
Boss,
and,
listen,
yeah, yeah. So
I've been following your journey for as long as I can remember. And I know you continue to do live performances as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you perform the new material or are you still doing old material?
No, definitely. You know, we started playing new material only. But, you know, we can't finish a show without Zandibo on it tonight and Sister Gunjani and stuff. So, but, you know, most of our shows now. And there's been a good reception.
Yeah.
Abantu abasiqhayinga madumo ato thinking, okay, you know what? Because, you know, Abantu, they have that short span. They want to, you know, they want you to sing what they know. But it's been a great reception.
In fact, before we even get into some of the tracks that you have from the new project, the one thing you're good at, like the one thing that you're known for, is you know, live performances.
Live and direct.
I mean, why do we have a live band if we're not going to do something special? And we obviously have the beautiful Landy London, here.
Landy London.
Yeah, so she's here as well. So why don't we do this? Right?
Yeah, why not? Yeah, let's jam. What a dream.
Yeah, so we're going to do... You guys have the...
What a dream. What a dream.
Okay, we're gonna do an acoustic version of that.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the O'Neill and Africa. Welcome back. Welcome back to the O'Neill and Africa experience.
Matangisu life wako no life wabantu wana bako Instagram. Hauzo plagabi. Uzo plagabi.
Queen.
To live like a queen.
frosted eyelashes.
Sounds like me.
Centerfold beauty spread everywhere.
Absolutely stunning stuff.
What a gem.
I loved it.
Yes, so I'm particularly interested in the content. What a dream.
Oh, yeah, man. What a dream is just to celebrate the queens, you know, of saying, hey, you know, we will take care of you.
Yeah.
You know, we'll take you wherever you want to go.
Yeah, Michelangelo in there.
Yeah, like, you know, all kinds of... let's go celebrate.
Yeah.
Yeah. So men at work. Ute du achivile.
Is this a theme throughout the album? Talk to me about what you've done with the body of work and within the album.
With this album, it was mostly a conscious reflection. Okay. Especially with the What a Dream song, you know, you can flip it in whatever way. But the main objection of the song, for sure, was just to talk about, you know, that social media lifestyle.
Yes,
it might hurt you. It will hurt you sometimes, yeah, if you know, trying to live another life
beyond your means.
Beyond your means, and at the same time we wanted to celebrate, and most of other songs were just you know, songs of saying you know, there's a song called Carpe Diem. It says celebrate life,
yeah,
seize the day, you know, so you never know, you might choke now.
What is it, and that to interrupt, being somebody who has been doing this for a while now, what is it that you wish the young ones knew about the business in general?
I guess publishing is the most important for any artist and any writer, you know. Once you have your publishing, you know, you're sorted for life. So make sure, you know, you get credited right. Make sure, you know, don't be comfortable when someone says, oh, okay, no, when it's verbally, it's never true.
Yeah.
So, you know, follow that paperwork, do the right thing, and, you know, register your music right, and, you know, get your rights.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We have room for one more performance, but this time around, it's going to be something neutral. So the band will have to come up with a melody, and then we're going to create a new song on the spot.
All right.
Miss London, are you ready? Yes,
yeah.
You are a part of this.
Oh, wow.
Are you on Instagram?
Yes, I am.
Of course you are.
Everything is live.
All right. So the band is going to establish some kind of progression, and then thereafter, both artists will see what they do with that.
We're on it.
Okay, cool.
Yes,
so, guys, you decide. You decide what you do with it. Let's go.
Tender baby, see a Chicago, Cassie's Bay, and then New York, spookily show where Broadway, it's fun in the bar, Gregory Porter, Helen Concerta, city jazz. Kulondawo sijabise ndlebe. Kavume pe.
Man, hey, listen, man. We're about to wrap it up.
Yeah, man.
We're about to wrap it up.
What a beautiful chemistry, man. You guys take us something to somewhere.
Look, I'm hearing a lot of Broadway.
Right?
Broadway just keeps coming out. It keeps coming out. But let's just close with you, Miss London. So what's next for you? What's happening with you? What are the projects that you're working on at the moment?
I'm working on a project. It's a dance project. So I'm currently working on that. Hopefully, MXO can jump on it.
Yeah. There you have it.
Science will deliver.
Yes! So yeah, I'm working on that project right now and then pushing shows. Obviously, spring is coming and summer. So tonight, I'm going to be at Stones in Malvo. And on Sunday, Zubengsepital. So yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so MXO?
Check it out. Follow the real MXO. I still have small numbers, man. So I'm low on that. Please, let's lift up my page. You know, the real MXO on Instagram.
Well, Londi London is here.
Oh yeah, Londi.
I'm gonna post you.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm gonna
I just followed you, so follow me back, Londi. So yeah, man. Check MXO. Tonight I'm at Roving Bantu Kitchen.
Okay.
And the whole weekend that's in Melville.
Okay.
So we're gonna be jamming and we're doing an Eastern Cape tour. From next week. So yeah, man, we're pushing the album Conscious Reflections. Check MXO, all my works. I got like 10 albums on the back, man. It's all everything of mine is on iTunes, on all digital platforms. Go check it out. One love.
Yeah, man. Listen, what another great show. In fact, a great comeback. Mr. 37 MPH, my co-pilot, thank you for joining us today. What did you think?
What a treat. What a way to come back. That was amazing. I mean, I really love this chemistry, guys.
Yeah, they have to do something.
Somebody needs to do something about this collaboration.
So can you guys promise us that you'll come and premiere the show, the song here?
Yes.
Yeah.
So yeah. Can we do that?
We have
to. Definitely, yeah.
Ben, is the band involved in any way?
The guy's gonna come in, Sam.
Okay. So the band, yeah. So it's in. In. So
big up the band.
So big up to the band. Guys, thank you very much for joining us. What are you doing this weekend, Mr. 37 MPH?
I'm just planning the next week. I'm just gonna relax, spend time with family.
This guy's always name dropping, so I'm surprised today. I'm surprised today is okay, not okay, name cool. dropping.
Yo, listen, UG, I'll see you guys next Friday. I'm headed out to UG, man.
So you're going to Uganda. What's happening there?
Yeah, Bebe Cool is hosting an amazing concert in Kampala. Yeah. You know. It was meant to be in a hotel.
Yeah.
Due to popular demand, now it's they've built an entire dome for it.
What?
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Kampala is going to be lit. What a time to be alive.
Okay.
Yeah, that's so going to be amazing.
Big up yourself. Big up yourself. And to our new producer,
Ms.
Jackie. Thank you very much. We have
thank
a new
you so
producer.
Much, Jackie.
Yes. So we'll catch you guys next week, Friday, same time. Remember, everything you heard here today will be available as a podcast at least an hour from now. So download that podcast and make your friends listen to it. We have to close with this song. Hey. We have to close with this one. You know where you heard it first. It's a brand new one from MXO. Listen, this song is going to, listen, it's going to fuck shit up.
Oh, yeah. That's what's up. That's what's up.
Yeah, we out of here.
This is CliffCentral.com.